Now, joining us this morning on the line from Istanbul, we have political analyst and commentator on the Middle East, Dr. Akhtar Baboonam. Dr. Akhtar, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Alaikum salam, brother, and Mr. Adnan Oktar, all Muslim brothers and sisters there, to everybody of South Africans. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What is your understanding? What has led to this spat, if we can call it, between Turkey and the US on visa issues? Are both sides just flexing a bit of muscle?
Well, the US has been a liar of Turkey since many years, and still is. And there's a love and respect to American nation, of entire Turkish nation. And there was a consulate employee was detained and was arrested after 4 days after on charges of political and military espionage because of being in connection with the Fethullah terror organization. As you know, Fethullah Gulen terror organization, and there was an attempt of coup in 15th July last year, and many people were martyred, and many thousands of people were injured actually after this coup attempt. So being in connection, that these are the charges, and he was detained and then was arrested. And after that, American mission in Ankara said it has suspended all non-immigrant visa services in order to reassess Turkey's commitment to staff security. And Turkish embassy in Washington replied by suspending all visa services. Mm-hmm. However, if you look at the issue in more detail, U.S. should give Fethullah Gulen. Turkish government, Mr. Erdogan and Turkish government, requested many times with thousands of files and documents, evidences, and in its connection with this terror organization as being leader of the terror organization and school attempt. However, their response was still keeping Fethullah Gulen in the United States, as you know. And then, of course, United States supplied weapon to YPG. YPG is the PKK. PKK terror organization killed since 40 years. Killed, martyred 50,000 people, Turkish people, our soldiers, our police, our civilians. However, YPG is being, we see, supported by the United States. And of course, this is we do not understand as Turkish nation. Mm-hmm. If United States is our ally and we are part of the NATO, this shouldn't happen. So visa suspension is another issue, actual continuation of these processes. However, the United States should stop to supply YPG, the Marxist terrorist organization, the communist terror organization, which is a threat for Iran, for Turkey, for Syria, for the entire region, PKK, and they're trying to establish a North Korea-style communist state. Mm-hmm. And this referendum and Kurdistan issue, of course, is beneficial for PKK most. That's the reason why Turkey is against the Iraqi referendum, which happened, this regional Kurdish Iraqi government.
Yeah.
The PKK terrorist organization will be the one benefiting most from the independent Kurdistan. So we request, of course, United States not to be on the side of the PKK, because PKK will also trouble United States, everybody, because these are communist, Marxist, Stalinist, Leninist terror organization, atheist terror organization.
Now, what's Turkey's strategy here? Because it's very unlikely, no matter what Turkey argues, that the U.S. is going to hand over Fethullah Gulen. It's very unlikely that they're going to stop supplying the Kurdish fighters and supporting the Kurds to the irritation of Turkey. Now, what can Turkey do? What kind of concession is more realistic to get from the U.S.?
But Allah shows us Islamic Union is very, very crucial. So we have to pray for Mehdi, inshallah, to solve these problems. Islamic Union is very crucial. Of course, Turkey's alliance with the Russia, with Iran. Iran is our brother nation, actually. It's a great nation. And this will be a very powerful alliance, including all other Muslim countries. As you see, the Trump administration in the United States is very, very weak. And they're defeated against the deep state issue. British deep state controls the United States. British deep state controls and causes all this corruption in the Middle East and Islamic countries. By division of the Islamic countries in smaller pieces makes it much more easier to handle for the British deep state to swallow, so-called. So Islamic Union, being a very large piece and with strong alliances like Iran and Turkey and Russia right now and other Islamic countries, Pakistan, South Africa, inshallah, that will make it much more powerful against the British deep state in the depth. British deep state is the most dangerous threat for the entire world. This is the system of the Dajjal, Antichrist.
Finally, Turkey is going into Idlib in Syria currently. What's the latest with regards to that military operation?
Well, Turkey, if as YPG is settled in the southern part of Turkey and trying hundreds of kilometers, so their aim is to establish a North Korea-style communist state. But Turkey cannot allow that. It's a big threat for Turkey. They're also a threat for Iran. As you know, PJAK is a part of the branch of the PKK. And also they're active in Iraq. Unity of Iraq, unity of Iran, unity of Syria is very important for Turkey. And PKK is the greatest threat. PKK also has new terrorist actions in Turkey. When United States supply weaponry to YPG, they use this for the terrorist attacks in Turkey. So they use the same terrorists, YPG and PKK, of course, the same thing. They do terrorist attacks, the same terrorists, the same weapons supplied by the United States. So Turkey has, of course, to intervene with the YPG settlement in the southern part of Turkey because it is hundreds of kilometers. They have high-tech weapons from the United States and from UK, and they use this against Turkey. Of course, Turkey has the right to invade and to actually eradicate the YPG from the southern part of Turkey. But Turkey has been a little late. They should do it much before. Mr. Adnanov actually recommended to the government long time ago. However, as you know, FETÖ terror organization was very active and powerful in Turkey, in the government, at the governmental level, at the judiciary system, at the army level. Now, with these actions against the FETÖ terror organization, now, inshallah, Mr. Erdogan is very powerful and very good president for Turkey. Now, Turkey is handling this situation much better than in the past. Invading Idlib is part of this, but of course, Afrin and the Canton, they want to establish cantons and independent state. Turkey cannot allow that. Turkey has to eradicate YPG, this communist terror organization, the PKK. But, of course, intellectual struggle is very important also. Turkish government has to do an anti-communist, anti-Darwinist, of course, the other Islamic countries also, anti-communist, anti-Darwinist, anti-materialist intellectual struggle, besides the military interventions. But military interventions is needed.
Right. Dr. Akhtar, Jazakumullah so much for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much. Salam alaikum, ar-salam. Inshallah, Islamic Union is in few 4 years, 5 years, maybe in 10 years, will be established. But this is a must to bring peace to the entire world and Islamic Union and Mehdi, inshallah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Right, that was Dr. Akhtar from Turkey giving us his perspective on the latest spat between the U.S. and Turkey with regards visas, the Turkish guys arresting a U.S. pastor, and also a person from working at the embassy, the U.S. embassy, saying that they had information on American involvement in the 2016 failed coup attempt.